It's the Next Level Podcast coming to you almost live from Columbia, South Carolina. It's Monday, June the 5th, the first day, real day of summer workouts here at Ridgeview High School. The Next Level Podcast is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from right here at Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. We compete in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League and been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995 with now 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up during our existence. You can learn more about our athletic department at ridgeviewsports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. I'm Brian Rosefield, athletic director here at Ridgeview High School, and as I mentioned, it is the first day of summer workouts. Walking in this morning, it's such a beautiful morning here in Columbia, South Carolina, seeing our student athletes and our coaches getting after it. So if you need to know more about those workout schedules, how to get your updated physical into Planet HS, visit ridgeviewsports.com for all that information. Reach out to those coaches, reach out to me. We'll get you all that information there. You can also learn about our sports camps coming up here at Ridgeview High School with our first one coming up. I believe it's tomorrow or maybe it's Thursday, the Ridgeview Golf Camp. And you can sign up for that at ridgeviewsports.com as well by clicking on the tickets link. And that is tomorrow, June the 6th, with Coach Biedenbaugh and Coach Gilmer out at Fort Jackson Golf Club. Beautiful Fort Jackson Golf Club. Shout out to them for being our home golf course for the Ridgeview Blazers. So again, summer camps, summer workouts, physicals, everything you need to know at Ridgeview Sports. Now, I'm flying solo here this morning from the podcast studios here at Ridgeview High School. Coach CP couldn't join me this morning, but our plan is to bring this content to you every Monday throughout the summer. Short form interviews, short form conversations, information about our athletic department at the Next Level Podcast. So we will do that every Monday this summer. So tune in every Monday to let your friends know, let everybody know. You can learn a little bit more about our athletic department here at the Next Level Podcast. I have a short one for you today. I mentioned this in a conversation with CP. It's been a couple of episodes ago, and if you haven't listened to our episodes the last few weeks, we've taken some real deep dives and some difficult topics around high school sports. And we get real honest with each other. I think it's really neat what we've been able to do with this podcast. We'll keep doing that. But I referenced an author, James Clear, during one of those episodes. I believe it was the Avoiding Demands episode a few weeks ago. But James Clear has been writing for several years. I discovered his email list, goodness gracious, probably 10 to 12 years ago. And it's been one of the best email lists I've ever been a part of. Now it's changed a little bit to where it's a little more short form, a little more digestible quotes and ideas from him, quotes from other people. And he has written an incredible book, Atomic Habits, that's been out several years now. I've read it a couple of times. I've passed it on to several people, but really talking about the power of just making small changes and how it can affect your life and my life to just have little things going your way and the power that we all have to make those changes in our own lives. And that episode about avoiding demands was also about the propensity for humans, me, you, maybe, to put off those demands, to put off those habits and say, I'll start some other time. And the quote that I want to come back to, this is from his email from May the 11th, so almost a month ago now at time of recording. I'm going to read this to you. It's a couple of paragraphs. I'm going to talk about it and then get you out of here. But this quote again from James Clear, he says, 10 years or 1 hour. Those are the two time frames worth prioritizing. 10 years is shorthand for thinking longer term than nearly everyone else and doing things that are really ambitious or meaningful. Most of the deeply meaningful things in life require long time horizons. For example, building a business, cultivating a happy marriage, growing a family, getting in the best shape of your life, etc. And so he goes on to ask, how do you work toward the 10-year things? In 1 hour increments. 1 hour is shorthand for doing things that can be accomplished from start to finish in a single session, like a good workout, a good writing session, reading a chapter of a book, going on a fun date, etc. The key is that you finish with something accomplished, not with half work still waiting to be completed. If you spend 1 hour working toward a 10-year project and you repeat this day after day, you're going to end up living a happy life. Again, that quote from James Clear, talking about the power, when I read that, the power of 1 hour increments. And when I look back at my life, I look back, I found a picture, oh goodness, it's been a few months ago, of a note that I wrote in college. I had a professor in college that said, write down the things that you want to achieve. And I wrote down four or five of those things, and it was fascinating to see that so far I've been able to accomplish two of those things. Some of you may know that a couple years ago I undertook a hobby that was a little bit out there, a little bit different, but I grew up near Shaw Air Force Base, right outside of Sumter, South Carolina, and I dreamed of flying airplanes as a kid. And on that note that my college professor asked us to write, he said, there's power in writing things down. I wrote down, I want to learn how to fly airplanes one day. And so 2 years ago, I undertook that task. And over the last 2 years, I have learned how to fly airplanes. And it's been one of the greatest journeys of my life to read, to study, to learn, to fail, and really get back up and learn again and do it again. But again, thinking about this quote from James Clear, the power of 1 hour increments, and well, it was longer than 10 years ago, but 25 years ago or so when I was in college, making that list out. And then finally around, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, like I say, making that decision to get after it and say, I want to be able to learn how to fly airplanes, and showing up in hour increments, 2 hour increments with my instructor, maybe 3 hours, but just having those sessions and being able to complete those sessions from start to finish and feeling like I've accomplished something, as James says in this quote, not with half work still waiting to be completed. Just showing up day after day, hour at a time, couple hours at a time, and just finishing the work, putting it away, and then picking it back up the next day, helped me move towards this goal that I've always had. And the power that I've felt with doing that has been so, so incredible. And so the challenge here is to our listeners around Ridgeview High School, around wherever you are, looking at summertime. And I think the trap that I know I fall into, and I think we all fall into from time to time, is, oh, it's summer, we have plenty of time. I have plenty of time to do whatever I want to do. And for me, as I started looking last night, I'm like, wait a minute. We come back here to work on August the 1st, I believe. And so that old 12-week summertime to do whatever I want to do. Now, I can't do that in my job anymore. I'm working pretty much all summer. But I'm looking at, okay, now I have 8 weeks where, you know, the schedule is not quite as crazy. I'm still, obviously, I'm here in the office recording a podcast. I'm going to have some meetings today, and the work continues. But the pace of life is a little bit slower, at least for me. And so the challenge is, can I look at my summertime and identify some things that I really want to do, and then looking at what James Clear says and say, hey, I'm going to spend an hour here, I'm going to spend an hour there, and move towards the type of person that I want to be. And so what I did last night was, guess what? Sat down and made a list of the things that, hey, these are the things that I want to do specifically in the next 3 weeks. Here are the things that I want to do over the summer. And here are the things that I want to do, whether it's personal life, whether it's work life, whether it's travel, whether it's flying, all of the things. and get real clear about what it is that I want to do and get real clear about what it is that I want to create. And so that's my challenge to you. I would love to hear from you. If you make a list like this and you're willing to share it with me, shoot me an email, brosefield@richland2.org. Drop a comment below wherever you're listening to this on YouTube or Spotify, wherever it is. But we'd love shoot us a tweet at Ridgeview Sports or post it on Instagram, wherever you're doing. But love to hear your goals for the summer and how you're going to accomplish those goals. What's the time commitment that you're going to commit to? And I think there's so much to be learned as a person to be able to set that goal and say, I'm going to work towards it. And then also back to that podcast episode that we made a couple of weeks ago, realizing that once that goal is out there, pay attention to the times that you're going to say, you know what, I'll start tomorrow. Or you know what, it's summertime, I'm going to start next week. And I'm not sitting here saying that I don't want to enjoy my summertime, because I am. I want you to enjoy your summertime too. Take a break, rest, recharge, rejuvenate. But are there things that you want to accomplish that you can now accomplish with maybe less time, that you don't have to be in school, you don't have to be reading books, you don't have homework, you don't have whatever it is that you can now say, okay, well, I want to be able to do that now. I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn Italian. I want to learn whatever it is. It's up to you. But again, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you plan on doing and how you plan on doing it. And again, we appreciate you tuning in to the Next Level Podcast. This has been a great project for us around here. So come back next Monday. You'll hear an interview. You'll hear a conversation. You'll hear something all centered around Ridgeview Sports. And again, ridgeviewsports.com has all the information that you need to get ready, for your summer sports, your camps, the workouts here at Ridgeview High School. But again, we'll see you Monday on the Next Level Podcast.